How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we'll meet a man who awoke from a bad dream to write a literary masterpiece. But first, a word from your announcer. That's an idea worth remembering. Now, step with me behind the scenes to a small country house on a sun-drenched hilltop near Oakland, California. It's a beautiful place, a honeymoon cottage for the young couple we see sitting on the front porch. The lovely bride gazes down the walk toward the winding road. She watches as the mailman stops and places a letter in the mailbox. Oh, Robert, there was eagerness in her voice as she turned to her husband. Perhaps it's a check for one of your stories. A moment later, the young husband came bounding up the walk, waving the letter wildly. It's from Father, he called. As he read the letter, a look of surprise and then joy spread over his face. Father's relented. He asks forgiveness for his foolish opposition to our marriage. He begs us to come back to Scotland and live with him. Enclosed was a check to cover the expenses of the trip. Robert placed an arm about his bride's shoulder. I'm well, darling. I'm ready to go to work. We'll go home to Scotland and live with my father until I can get on my feet. I know I can write books and stories. I want to prove to the world that I can care for you and support you. A few months later, Robert and his wife took up their quarters in a wing of the huge mansion in Edinburgh. Day after day, the hopeful young husband sat by the window, writing the stories he hoped would bring him fame and fortune. They were good stories, but somehow the publishers didn't buy them. Disappointment, plus the grim climate of Scotland, stole the color from the cheeks of the despairing author, and he fell ill. One night at dinner, on a wild impulse, he pushed aside the toast and tea which had been placed before him. Heedless of his wife's dire warnings, he heaped his plate with the forbidden beef and kidney pie he'd longed for so long. At 2 o'clock the next morning, his wife was awakened by a terrible moaning and groaning. She lighted a candle and hurried into the room where her husband slept. She drew back in wonder for a moment, for he seemed to be sound asleep. She shook him wildly until he awoke with a start. Then he sat for a moment, staring vacantly like a man in a trance. Then, with a wild whoop of glee, he leaped out of bed and embraced his wife. "Darling," he shouted, "bless that kidney pie. I've just dreamed a horrible story that almost scared me out of my wits. That nightmare was just the sort of shocker the publishers are always looking for. And perfect, mind you, complete." Robert threw on a dressing gown, lighted a candle upon his table, and began writing hurriedly on a piece of paper. He was writing the story of that horrible dream, scribbling it down while it was still fresh in his mind. The next few days, the writer spent in copying and revising from the notes he jotted down so hurriedly. Then he prepared the manuscript and sent it to a publisher. He was eager to see what would happen. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. A few weeks after Robert had had his wild dream, every bookstall in England was jammed with eager crowds come to buy this thrilling new tale that was sweeping the country. Little did they know that it would never have been written if the author had not been awakened from a bad dream. Everyone was seeking out the startling story called The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, written by Robert Louis Stevenson. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this same time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production transcribed in Hollywood.